Even back then.
And by inference, you're saying I'm nothing but an eco-terrorist.
Am I?
Bolt paused at the bottom of a twisting corkscrew of a staircase that led up inside a hollow shank of fibrous growth. He started slowly up the steps. A guard moved in front of Mildred, so she couldn't make a sudden lunge at Bolt. They followed Bolt up the stairs. She studied the steps as they twisted and went up. They were carved out of the wood, just as the tunnels were, leaving no joints. The exposed surfaces were smooth, showing the work of hours of sanding and years of wear.
Whatever your opinion of me, it doesn't matter. Our mission here is sacred.
And what is that mission?
To repollinate the earth and bring her into the future that was to be ahead of her before the greed of the spoilers nearly destroyed everything.
Sounds like something out of the Old Testament.
Rubbish. That book is filled with promiscuous behavior and larcenous murder. The story of David alone is enough to turn most sane men from it. David went from the Christian God's favorite, smiting the mighty Goliath with just a pebble, to an adulterer who conspired to kill his lover's husband by placing him at the front of a battlefield. Still, the Christian God watched over him.
So it's not a pretty story.
What do you know about the Celts?
A couple hundred years BC, they were one of the largest cultures in Europe. But they never built an empire or organized areas the way the Romans did. The tribes were linked only by language, religion, art, and a respect for nature. Once the other civilizations began to grow, they got the shit kicked out of them by the Romans, Germans, Angles, and Saxons.
A simplified version, and somewhat false. The Romans, in particular, practiced genocide against the Celts, and yet we managed to survive. We even managed to survive the nuke storm that shattered the world.
At the top of the next turn of the stairway, Mildred came out onto the mouth of a tree that opened over a cul-de-sac. Small buildings littered the land before her, spilling down the gentle grade toward a twisting stream that glinted in the afternoon sunlight. In between each dwelling and every road, a garden grew, sometimes on different levels, as vines and growths were curled up along strings instead of being allowed free run along the ground, maximizing the available space. All of the gardens looked luxuriant. Carts and oxen appeared to be the major form of transport. Men on horseback in green garb and wearing the silver patch of Bolt's personal army cycled within the populace. They gave the appearance of being more oppressive than defensive. Mildred immediately recognized the presence as martial law. People walking along the streets beside the men on horseback didn't look up, just kept their gaze directed toward the ground and kept on moving. If she'd been viewing the countryside under other circumstances, Mildred admitted to herself that she might have thought she'd walked into a child's fantasy story. Everything that had been built in the village below had been designed to blend into the countryside, not really to camouflage it.
This is Wild Root. Would you care to see it?
Sure you're not just talking me into following you along to my own public execution. I saw those men in the forest.
Those men in the forest only got what they deserved.
Bolt waved to the men below, then followed the narrow steps carved into the gnarled tree roots and stone beside him. The man below nodded and quickly raced to bring a cart and horses into view.
Men in the forest were poachers trespassing on our lands. They raid us frequently. My people have never been into New London, except to exact vengeance. Besides the poaching, those men have also taken our women and children into slavery to be used in brothels. Apparently, their tastes are not so discriminate. I've even heard stories about the liberties they take with beasts.
Don't sound like friendly souls, do they?
Mildred believed what the Celtic prince said, but she also kept in mind the fear she saw in the faces of the people around them as the man descended the stairs. For his part, Bolt didn't seem to care about the terror, one way or the other. Bolt stepped up into the cart. One of his guards took the reins and sat beside him. Mildred was sandwiched in the back between her two captors. Both kept their shoulders ahead of her, where they could easily pin her by simply leaning back.
Your friends are with them now, you know.
I don't suppose you tell me if your people happen to kill one of my friends.
I'd tell you. Honesty, I feel, is something you and I are going to need between us before your part is done.
Mildred turned the cryptic statement over in her mind, not liking any of the directions it led. She glanced back up the hill at the trees that crowned the crest, which didn't look much different from the other trees surrounding Wild Root. Yet she knew they had to be. If the trees around the ville possessed root systems like the ones they'd walked through, there would have been no way the gardens would have grown.
I take it your father worked with the environment?
It became his crusade. My father's successes weren't commercial. He was a brilliant geneticist and dedicated his life and the fortunes of his father and grandfather before him to his cause.
Awfully generous of him.
Yes. He was a selfless man.
Even though you were born when he was young, it's kind of hard to believe that you're as youthful as you are.
I was born back then as you were. I was 9 years old when the world ended. My father placed us in cryo sleep, so you are not the only traveler through time.
Where is your father?
Dead. He died in the cryo chamber.
So you've been alone. I'm sorry.
I have my memories of him, and I have his work to carry on.
How many of these people were in cryosleep with you?
None. Just my father and I. There was supposed to be another man who joined us. Henry Walker.
Colonel Henry Walker?
You know him?
Not personally. My friends and I found his body in the place I was in before I got here. We found him in a redoubt in White Sands, where we came from.
Too bad. He helped my father build Wild Root.
Bolt switched his attention to a small field to the right. An old woman, dressed in a dark green dress that had been patched over many times, sat on her folded knees before a couple dozen vine beds, swaying to her own song.
How did Walker help build Wildwood?
Walker worked with the United States, which at the time was involved in a number of research projects. You've heard of the totality concept?
Yes.
I thought you might have. If you knew about the Mattrans units, you'd know about the totality concept.
Walker worked for the totality concept?
No. For another like it. You must remember, in those times, no one fully trusted anyone else. The organization Walker worked for, the Lydecker Foundation, was a shadow of the totality concept, exploring many of the same interests as the researchers in the totality concept, but working independently.
Cross-referencing their findings.
Yes. Stop the cart. Sometimes the research followed along the same lines as the other redoubts. Sometimes it took new paths.
Like Project Calypso.
I've never heard of that. Come with me.
Bolt stepped out of the cart. Mildred got out and followed. Her guard stayed close to her.
Colonel Walker was in charge of the funding and disbursements of the foundation. He created the means and managed the money my father needed to build the seedings of Wildroot.
Why?
Bolt pointed to the old woman.
Watch.
The woman had to have known of the others now watching her. But her eyes were closed in concentration. Slowly, beseechingly, she lifted her hands. As if to mimic the movement, vines suddenly started lifting as well, digging themselves free of the earth and standing at rigid attention. The old woman swayed her body back and forth, and the vines mirrored her movements.
Tanglers. One of my father's chief successes. They have become our defense, a source of clothing in their fibers, and food. Because they bear three different varieties of fruits and vegetables.
My God!
Mildred reached out toward one of the delicate vines. None of them was over 6 feet in length. They looked like thin rope, hard and twisted.
No!
The guard nearest Mildred was galvanized into action. He slapped her hand away just as the vine came speeding toward it, just before she saw the thorn suddenly jet out the end of the vine, dripping ichor. The vine twisted and curled anxiously, searching for her. It caused the vines next to it to become unsettled as well, and they went on the defensive too. The old woman opened her eyes and started to back away on her knees, her face paling in terror. Bolt grabbed her roughly by the back of her dress, not letting her rise from the ground.
Sing to them, damn you!
They will not listen. They need to be given time.
There is no time. Sing to them!
The vines swept back and forth like cobras scenting the air. One darted out, almost faster than the eye could see, streaking for the Celtic prince.
Back!
Using the flat of his hand, Bolt turned the attacking vine away. The thorn buried itself in the loose folds of his robe.
Sing to them, old woman, or I shall let the next crop of tanglers sort through your body for mulch! I am not going to lose the plant!
Bolt continued to hold her, only inches from the menacing tanglers. Mildred felt tense and angry. She wanted to do something for the old woman, but there was nothing she could do without endangering both of them. The tanglers seemed to calm, then started to droop. Bolt smiled and stepped away from the old woman.
Good. Very good. She's one of my best singers, Mildred. The seedling tanglers recognize her before any other.